You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, not again. You know how dreadful I am at leaving messages. I want to talk to you properly, Paul. I know you're there, listening to me. Oh, but if you're busy, you're busy. Thanks so much for your text last night. It was lovely. And I feel exactly the same way. Look, I'll try catching you later. Oh, no, today's going to be difficult.
Push, Kat!
Hang on, Matt! We'll be out most of the time.
You ready?
I've dropped an earring.
We should get moving.
Won't be a second. Look, I've got to go, darling. But when you pick this up, remember I'm thinking about you. I've been thinking about you all day. Bye.
Want a hand looking?
No, it's all right. Oh, I found it. I'm ready.
This is where you found him?
Yes. I haven't moved him at all, Alistair. Poor Wolfgang, I hoped he was just ill, but...
No, I'm afraid he's been gone for quite a while, Linda.
I knew something was wrong as soon as I came out. Constanza and Salieri trotted over as usual, but no Wolfgang. And then I saw something lying by the hedge. I didn't even realise it was him. He looked so small.
Yeah, it must have been very upsetting for you.
I ran down, praying for him to stand up. And I still spoke to him, tried to make him move. I couldn't bear it if there'd been any chance.
There's nothing you could have done for him. I suspect he's been dead for some time.
I didn't even have my phone with me. Robert was already out when I got back to the house. He'll be so upset.
I'm sure it was a shock for both of you.
Have you any idea why?
Well, on a first inspection, I can't see any obvious signs of external injury.
No.
We treated him for pneumonia in December, didn't we?
Yes, he seemed to recover very well.
He hasn't been off his food? Losing weight?
No, not at all.
You haven't noticed any lethargy? A general sense of him not quite being himself?
Well, Wolfgang's always had his moments. He's quite highly strung, you see. But when I was grooming him yesterday, he seemed perfectly happy.
Well, under the circumstances, I'd strongly recommend sending him to Animal Health in Felpersham for a post-mortem.
Oh, yes.
I'm afraid it'd have to be at your expense.
Oh, that doesn't matter. We must find out what happened. And what about Constanza and Salieri?
I'll take a look at them before I go.
We seemed so normal yesterday.
Unfortunately, sometimes an illness or condition just simply doesn't show up.
I must have spent half an hour brushing him. I took out some terrible tangles, any amount of dirt. It's what he liked best, rolling around getting grubby. Constanza's not half so bad. When I finished, he gave me a look as though he might have even enjoyed it, though he'd never admit it. Then I patted him goodbye and left the paddock. I had no idea it was the last time I'd ever see him alive.
What did you think, Elizabeth?
It's quite a challenging exhibition.
Ah, that means you don't like it.
No, it doesn't, Lewis.
Well, I did wonder if it'd be your sort of thing.
I don't mind art shaking me out of my cosy preconceptions from time to time.
Yeah, well, it certainly does that.
And I genuinely like the central triptych.
Connor and I were worried it'd never fit in the gallery.
I wasn't quite so sure about the video installation.
Yeah, it's very visceral, isn't it?
Yeah. And ever so slightly dull.
Oh, I suppose there's only so long you can watch blue fat dripping into a bowl.
But overall, it's very striking.
And he's such a rising star locally.
Yeah, you were quite right to bring him in. Where are you off to now?
Well, I hear the call of a fresh cappuccino.
Ah, the orangery.
Possibly accompanied by a slice of carrot cake.
Richly deserved. Yeah, I'm genuinely impressed by the exhibition.
It does seem to be generating quite a lot of interest.
Who have we got coming in on Wednesday?
Well, the Echo and the Courier, of course. Mm. They rarely miss an opening.
What about Radio Borsetshire?
Oh, yes. And we may even have someone from Borsetshire Life.
That'd be a first. Are you sure you won't need me around?
Oh, not at all, Elizabeth. I'm an old hand at schmoozing the press now. If there's any flack, I'm happy to take it.
Oh, that's not what I'm worried about.
So you go off and have fun. Where is it?
Cumberley Adventure Park.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have a marvellous time. Oh, it sounds highly entertaining. Segway trails through the forest, crawling through tunnels.
Yes, well, you're very welcome to take my place, Lewis.
Oh, if I were a little younger, I'd jump at the chance.
I intend having serious words with Ifty for ever mentioning it to Freddy.
It'll do you the world of good to get out of the office.
Will it?
I think so. You've been spending far too much time cooped up in there lately.
I haven't had much choice after the valuations last week proved such a washout.
Oh, yes, that was disappointing.
I've had to look round for alternatives. Actually, you haven't got 5 minutes now.
You're asking me to defer my cappuccino?
Only for a very brief moment. But it's possible I've found the answer to our dilemma.
Oh, that's so good of her.
Denise is great like that. One of the best vet nurses I've ever worked with.
Animal health will be open, will
you? Oh, yes. The lab still receives on a Sunday, only the offices are closed.
Thank you so much, Alistair.
Not at all.
Though for everything. I was in quite a state when I rang, wasn't I?
Understandably. Look, why don't you go back into the house, Linda?
Oh, no.
There's no sense in you waiting round. Denise says they won't be here for another 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, I'd rather you went home.
It's okay. I'd like to have a word with her when she gets here.
I feel so guilty, dragging you out on a Sunday.
It's my job.
All the same.
I was only reading the papers and poisoning myself with caffeine. Shula's out all morning.
Oh, at St. Stephen's?
At the service. Then staying on to help with some arrangements for a Lent course.
Oh, I told Alan I'd be there as well.
Well, I'm sure he'll understand. Oh, why not go in before you freeze?
I'd like to stay here until he leaves.
Yeah, of course.
So hard to accept. Yesterday he was full of life.
I know.
Then this morning... Do you have any idea, Alistair?
Well, there are all sorts of possibilities. His heart, a parasite burden triggering problems, septicemia...
Which is most likely?
Linda, I do understand how much you'd like an answer, but until the post-mortem, I'm afraid there's simply no point in speculating.
There, behind the mission hall in Loxley Barrett.
Ah.
Surely it'd be perfect. Standing on its own, completely separate from the rest of the estate.
Yes, I know it.
It must be worth something around the... 250, 270 mark?
I'm not sure, Elizabeth. With the market still convalescing, it's not a very big house.
Mm.
And it depends what any potential buyer makes of the Chilcotts.
Yes.
Something of an acquired taste in tenants, I should imagine.
It certainly won't make selling any easier.
The other factor, would it be seen as rather insensitive?
Oh.
They did work a long time for the estate.
You think it might send out the wrong signal to everyone else?
I'm afraid it would. Sorry, I can't be more enthusiastic.
Oh, it's my own fault. I can't expect enthusiasm after depriving you of cappuccino.
I wish it were that simple.
No, you're quite right, Lewis. There's no sense creating more problems than we solve.
Then perhaps it's best to leave the Chilcotts undisturbed.
Which means, if we go to this map... Finding the right parcel of land to sell to a developer. Well, I know you don't like the idea.
Oh, it's not a question of liking.
Neither do I, if I'm honest, but...
It's whether we'd realise an appreciable amount from the sale.
Oh, we will do, if we identify the right piece to let go.
To be of real value, it has to come with planning permission already attached.
Well, yes.
And that's hard to achieve, if it isn't already allocated for development, or lying within the village boundary.
Oh... It's a pity enabling development doesn't apply.
I fear converting the dairy hardly counts as essential maintenance of an historic building.
Well, no. So where does that leave us? No other suggestions?
Afraid not.
Then we have to try to find the right piece of land somewhere on the edge of the estate, I suppose.
You're probably right, Elizabeth.
though I do wish there were another option.
I've no more appetite for it than you have. I hate the thought of passing less on to Freddy than Nigel meant him to have. But, Lewis, sometimes needs must.
That's what I wanted to show you, Puss.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen it from this bank, have you?
I didn't even know there was a path along here.
I only stumbled across it last time I was scouting around.
Yeah, you certainly get a good view of the paper mill from this side.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, as long as we're not cutting it fine, Matt.
No.
The restaurant won't thank us for turning up late.
We won't.
What if Donnelly's is as popular as you say it is?
Nah, we can spare a few more minutes, Puss. Coming here is just an itch I had to scratch.
I know.
Oh, there are so many maybes going through my head at the moment.
You didn't get much sleep last night, did you?
Oh, I nodded off eventually.
You're very restless.
I kept thinking, what if we've overbid?
Matt.
We might as well set fire to our money.
I doubt if we have. I think you got a fair idea of the opposition, didn't you? And anyway, the offer's gone in now. All we can do is be patient. Well, try to be patient.
You know what worries me even more?
What?
Coming up short.
Oh, darling. That's the risk with sealed bids. But it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You cold?
Oh, no, not now.
Imagine when it's all done up.
It is a superb location.
People coming out on their balconies, looking over the water, walks along both banks.
Even in winter, the willows are beautiful.
If we get it.
Fingers crossed.
This is where we take most of the marketing shots.
We could do. It looks pretty good from the other side as well.
No.
What, and you turn the corner and see all the chimneys and brickwork?
It's all right, I suppose, but not special.
I like both views.
Now, something about this gives me confidence, tells me the whole project can work.
Of course it can.
Yeah, we might even be able to offer moorings with a couple of apartments. That'll bump the prices right up.
Possibly, but we can't do anything about it at the minute.
No.
So, how about moving on to Donnelly's?
Yeah, all right. I could murder a roast.
And I'd like to get some feeling back in my toes.
But thanks for letting me stop you.
Oh.
This could be such a big part of our future.
I know.
I'd hate to put in so much work to get it, then have someone else sneak in at the last minute and snatch everything away from us.
You didn't need to keep texting, Mum.
Oh, you were so long getting here.
I got a crazy afternoon. Little Croxley, Graham James's hunters.
I thought you'd come straight over.
And leave them to shoo themselves.
Then I worried my first text was a bit fanciful.
The eagle has landed. No, I got it.
And here it is, Christopher. Delivered straight after lunch.
I know, I saw the stat when I came in.
Oh, don't pretend you're not interested.
All right then, let's have a look.
See? You mentioned on the cover, then inside, top of this month's features, a Borsetshire farrier.
Give it.
Starts just after Wonders of Nature.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly 5 pages. Together with the photos and the walking bath advert.
It looks all right, doesn't it?
Oh, it's fabulous. Though Jim wasn't happy.
No?
Oh, with that for a start.
Me and my downtime. What's wrong with it?
He doesn't like the pink stars round your sports and hobbies.
Doesn't bother me.
Though he admitted Glenn Whitehouse didn't chop and change as much as the other interviews.
This is pretty good.
Told Jim he must be getting the anger writing properly at last. He pulled such a face at me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yes, you in the forge.
They got Thor's hammer in.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
I'm going to tweet it to everyone. Maybe get a print and have it framed.
Oh, yes, me and your dad will have a copy.
The whole article's pretty cool.
Oh, it's fantastic. I don't understand why Jim was so miserable about it.
Me neither.
He kept saying he can't wait to get his last two interviews out of the way.
Well, I've got no complaints with Borsetshire Life.
He wishes he'd listened more to Linda's advice about working for Glenn.
Listen to Linda? You don't hear Jim saying that very often.
Can you see me okay, Mr. Austell? Lawrence, please.
Oh, okay. Broadband in Ambridge can be pretty temperamental, Lawrence, so...
It seems to be working fine now.
You know, sometimes the screen freezes when I Skype my sister in South Africa.
Well, at the moment, I can see and hear you perfectly, Alice. And rather a charming room behind you, eh?
Oh, yes, I'm doing this from home.
Don't worry. We know our own employees have a little look around from time to time. See what's out there? We don't expect them to tell us their every last move.
Well, it just seemed easier to do it from here. Oh, excuse me, can I...
Go ahead. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, thanks.
This is the part of my work I like most. Talking with someone new, kicking back and forth a little about what they've done, what they plan to do in the future.
Right.
It's a chance for you to find out more about DZT Engineering, and for us to learn about you, in a relatively informal way.
Sure.
That's why you're only facing me and not a whole panel. I hope that's a little easier, eh?
Yeah, it certainly is.
So, let's get going. Before we talk about the whole area of aeroelasticity, and in particular Flutter, let's start with your masters. How hands-on were you with active flexible wing technology?
She moved in with Reese on Sunday.
Fallon?
It all seems very quick to me. But that's the way these days, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Well, they don't live to regret it. Though at least you don't hear much of her up in the flat. Not yet, anyway.
Are these all you have, Susan?
Oh, no. Not much of a selection, is it?
You usually have more in.
Oh, we're always quiet for chocolate at the start of Easter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I was only being lazy.
Oh?
Lillian's invited us for a meal tomorrow and I was hoping to find something nice to take over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
Though at least you needn't wait to buy your copy of Borsetshire Life.
Oh.
Only came in at lunchtime and they're selling like hotcakes already.
And that doesn't faze you?
No, not at all, Lawrence. In fact, well, I'd love more responsibility.
Uh-huh.
That's what's frustrating at the moment. I mean, no disrespect to my current employers. But, well, everyone's got their place and that's it. Don't think above your pay grade.
I see. I think it'd be fair to say the philosophy at DZT is a little different.
Yeah, I can see that.
We actively encourage our people to find out what's happening over the divider panel.
That's good.
We value information flow. When some people come in, they find that quite a culture shock.
Oh, I'd love it.
You would, eh?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. That's useful to know. Now, let's broaden this out a little. You've not been to Canada before?
I've been to the States, but no, not Canada.
Any thoughts on that?
Well, I've been finding out as much as I can online. Vancouver looks amazing.
Most people seem to think it's got a lot going for it.
Yeah, and being in a new place is never an issue for me, Lawrence. I'd really enjoy the challenge.
You would?
Oh, definitely. I spent most of my gap year in South Africa, mostly in Johannesburg, working with my sister in an orphanage, but then I travelled round.
And this was for a whole year?
6 months. But I packed so much in, and I'd have stayed longer if I could. New places, new challenges always bring out the best in me.
Okay.
That's one of the main reasons I'm talking to you now. I like where I live and what I'm doing, but it's too samey, if you know what I mean.
I think I understand.
Oh.
Now, there's only a couple more things.
Hi, Alice.
Sorry, excuse me, Lawrence.
You got a visitor?
Well, I didn't think anyone was, not at this time, sorry.
It's okay. It's not a problem.
Hi, I'm not stopping. I'm only dropping off. Oh.
Sorry, Chris, it's a work thing.
Right.
This is my husband, Chris.
Hi.
Hello.
Listen, it doesn't matter. We're about done with the interview anyway.
Chris.
I'm happy to wrap things up right there.
Don't worry. Carry on. I'm not staying.
Typical Christopher, really. Trying to give Ronnie all the credit.
Yes.
Doesn't say how much he built up the business himself since he took over.
He's certainly done very well.
Oh, I did think there might be a little more about, you know, Christopher's background.
Uh-huh.
We only get one tiny mention.
Where is it?
He does come across very well.
Oh, doesn't he? Mm. Oh, here we are. Born and brought up in Ambridge, Chris Carter has always stayed close to his roots. That's me and Neil they're talking about.
I'll certainly enjoy reading it at home.
What about the photo in the forge?
Oh, it's very good.
He'll probably have all the others chasing him now for an interview. You know, the Courier, the Echo.
Yes, quite possibly. I'll take one, please.
One?
Well, yes.
Oh, won't Peggy want a copy as well?
Oh, I...
Well, you know, with it being family.
Well, yes, all right. You can perhaps let me have two, then.
Ah, there we are. And shall I put one aside for Lillian, or do you want to take it with you?
Oh, well, I'm sure Lillian can fend for herself.
Well, she'll have to be quick, then. Thanks. If she leaves it another half an hour, there might not be any left.
Well, she can always pick one up elsewhere.
Oh, yes. That's the thing, isn't it? These are going all over the county. There we are.
Oh, thanks.
Into the homes of the great and the good. You saw the part about Alice?
Oh, that was just a passing reference.
Still, her own moment in the spotlight. She may have to get used to more of it, with Christopher making such a name for himself.
Chris! Stop! Chris!
What?
Turn off the engine.
I've got to get to Lakey Green.
Oh, turn it off, please.
I'm running late.
Go on, 2 minutes.
1 minute.
I just wanted to tell you... I'm coming round. I want to explain what I was doing.
You don't have to, Alice. It was obvious.
I know.
You being interviewed by some geek in Canada. When you told me weeks ago you didn't want to work there.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? You go right behind my back.
No, they got in touch with me.
What?
DZT Engineering in Vancouver. They got in touch through a networking site.
Oh, right. So they just happened to see your details.
No, Francesca tipped them off.
So it's all her fault?
No. Oh, it just happened that way. And they loved my CV, so they emailed to suggest a preliminary interview online.
And you said yes, without telling me.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I did think about
then
it.
Then why the hell didn't
you? Because I didn't want you getting upset.
That's worked out well, then.
Oh, I was stupid.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't see the point in worrying you when there's no real chance of it going anywhere.
Huh?
Especially after you burst in like that.
Did I freak the geek out?
No. Lawrence was very good. He was happy to stop there.
Have you any idea what that was like, Alice? Walking in, realising what you were up to.
I'm so sorry.
You're unbelievable sometimes.
Thanks for not making a scene. In front of him.
I nearly did. Wanted to throw the laptop out the window.
That'd surprise him.
It was horrible.
Oh, Chris. I don't know what I was thinking.
At least if you'd warned me.
I know. It's finished now and I'm not going to hear back from them in a million years.
You don't know that.
I do. I'm sure I was saying all the wrong things.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know how nervous I get. I started off a gibbering wreck and then went the other way and started rabbiting too much. It was pretty much a disaster. I'll just have to write it off to experience.
You should still have told me.
I know. And I am sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I need to get on.
Okay. We are good. Chris? Any chance for a kiss?
Alice, I should be in Lakey Green by now.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting out.
I don't know what time I'll be home.
Oh, hey! Is this what you came back for?
What?
All Set Your Life. Is this the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow! How amazing! Oh, can I take it?
If you want to.
Of course I do. Oh, that's brilliant.
It's no big deal.
Oh, Chris.
I really am going to be late. Excuse me.
Bye.
Sorry, Neil.
Oh, don't worry, Tom.
I was on my way up when a heifer gashed her foot.
Oh, is she all right?
I've done a quick fix. I nearly rang to say unload them yourself.
Another couple of minutes, I would have done. They went on the trailer, good as gold. I don't want them getting stressed now, though.
No.
But you want to see what you're buying, and we've still got enough light, just about.
Oh, it's been one damn thing after another all day.
They, going in here?
Yeah. I told Jazza to fence it off earlier. I don't know what sort of a job he's done.
Oh, it's a good one. I had a look.
Oh, good.
No chance of this lot getting through to your other pigs.
Right then, shall we?
Yeah, you want to get that side?
Yeah, sure.
So, you've been busy?
Oh, manic. I haven't caught up with myself all day.
Ready to... Yeah. It can't be easy with your mum and dad away.
It doesn't help that Pip wasn't around for milking yesterday. Come on now.
Oh, yes, Amsterdam, isn't it? What you at me back for?
I mean, she couldn't have chosen a worse time from my point of view.
How are your mum and dad getting on in Gran Canaria?
I've had a couple of texts. Is that the last?
Yeah, that's your 20.
Mum says the weather's good. They've seen some nice gardens, done a few walks and had some great meals.
Let's get this back up to it, Kate.
Oh, yeah, and they've been dolphin watching.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. She says they really enjoyed it.
I wouldn't mind being somewhere warmer right now.
Me too. But I've got way too much on to be thinking about a holiday.
Yeah?
Well, apart from everything else, I'm still bashing away trying to source extra pig meat.
Oh, for your ready meals. How are you getting on? Well, keep back, darling, or you'll get splattered.
Oh, do you have to do that now?
Yeah, I promised Adam I'd clean the quad bike.
Well, you will stop in good time to get showered and changed.
Yeah, of course I will, Jenny. Now, I'm not going to turn up at the Dower House like a greased monkey.
We should make some sort of effort. It's kind of Lillian to invite us.
Kind? Hardly.
Well, I mean...
Matt's angling for something. He always is when their friend lets up short notice.
Yeah, probably.
He'll wait for the pud and then sign me out on BL. Anything interesting in the pipeline?
I'm no keener to go than you are.
Well, it'll be that or some fatuous suggestion about running the livestock market.
I'd much rather stay in and ask Christopher and Alice round.
What for? We see them all the time.
Something's not quite right between them, Brian.
Huh?
No, there was an atmosphere when I called round last night.
You're always imagining atmospheres.
No, I'm sure there was something wrong. Although Alice insisted everything was fine.
I looked everywhere, Puss. I can't find it.
What?
The Grand Cru.
What, the one you bought in New York, Matt?
Yes. I'll check the dining room.
No.
I thought I'd put it in the cabinet.
No, it's in the cellar. Do you really want to bring it out tonight?
Yes.
Why?
To balance on my nose if conversation dries up.
But you're going to let Brian have the benefit. You know what he's like with cognac.
Well, if we can't set our fireworks now, Puss, when can we?
Are you sure, Tom?
Yeah, it's completely superficial.
Well, it must have happened in the trailer. They were perfectly all right when I loaded them.
Well, it's nothing. Only a tiny scratch.
Well, maybe there was some archibargy coming over.
It's fine, Neil. I wish I hadn't mentioned it.
Well, I didn't even notice.
Well done. Condition good. The right number delivered. Same reg.
Yeah, of course it is.
All right, well, that's my end of the admin done.
Look, you can knock something off for the one with a scratch if you like.
Don't be daft, Neil. They're in great shape. Especially next to some of the herds I've been looking at online.
Oh, so that hasn't worked out?
Not really. Most local suppliers have already got enough buyers.
What about the woman in Lower Pendon you were going to chase up?
She's the same as the couple in Downham. perfectly happy to supply me.
Ooh, that's good, isn't it?
But at a real markup.
Ah.
Yeah, they're already selling everything they've got, so I'd have to pay way over the odds.
That's a shame.
I've had some better offers out of county, but when you add in the extra transport costs...
that's it, isn't it?
There's no margin left at all.
Look, I suppose I could up what I'm doing for you a little.
That's really good of you, Neil, but...
I know. I'm only a small operation. Nowhere near what you need.
It's just so frustrating. When you look around, there are plenty of outdoor herds in Borsetshire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well run, welfare friendly.
But not organic.
No.
So that's Scuppers that, then.
Well, that was my first reaction as well.
First reaction?
But then I thought... Some of these guys would jump at the chance to supply me.
Yeah, of course they would, if you're offering a decent contract.
It'd be win-win, really. They'd get a good price for their meat, and I still pay a lot less than for organic.
But then your meals wouldn't be organic.
No.
Oh, are you sure that's a good idea?
I'm not saying I'm going to do it.
You've got things set up so nicely, a steady supply of wieners.
Yeah, yeah.
The brand's got a good reputation, and your sales aren't bad.
Well, going up all the time.
Yeah, take organic out of the equation, and you put all that at risk.
I know.
Apart from anything else, you'd have to slash your prices.
I'm only thinking out loud.
Oh, right.
What I really need to do is sit down with Mum and Dad when they get back. Talk the whole thing through with them.
From the way she was talking, you'd think he was in Debrett's or Who's Who.
Susan doesn't do understatement, does she?
She coloured me as soon as I went in the shop yesterday.
Sounds like she was colouring everyone.
I opened a copy of Borsetshire Life, shoved it under my nose and told me to take a good look. I thought, why is she showing me an advert for a walk-in bath, the cheeky so-and-so? Yeah, it took me minutes to realise what she was on about.
Yeah, but it is a good article, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does reflect well on Chris.
Yes, doesn't it?
Mm. Not too full of himself, but he knows his own worth.
Yeah, he certainly does.
Well, he knows the value of free advertising anyway.
Ooh, that was a lovely meal, Lillian.
Well, quite right too, Matt. I mean, you're a mug if you don't take a chance like that.
Well, you'll be in to thank for dessert.
The same with Freda.
He was a darling. Oh. I told him I wouldn't have time to do everything myself.
Well, I thought it was all delicious.
Anyone for more coffee? Or something a little stronger?
Well, you certainly interest me in the cognac you were talking about.
Jennifer, something softer if you're driving?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
OK.
I'll have a small glass, Matt.
As you wish.
Thoroughly enjoyed the lamb, Lillian.
Thank you, darling.
Near the time, I'll have to see if I can get Glenn Whitehouse interested in the paper mill.
I can't see that happening.
Why not? Nice little feature on heritage conversion in between all the articles on Downton, just out their street. I'll even throw in a decent lunch. Now, Glenn never says no to one of them.
I know you're very pleased that the bid was accepted.
Oh, yes.
But, are you convinced it's the right project to be taking on now?
Yeah, of course we are.
It's a fabulous opportunity, Jennifer. There you are, Bruce.
Thanks, darling.
Some people might say it's very high risk. Oh, thank you.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Well, it's a challenging climate to be developing and selling luxury apartments.
Well, the rest of the consortium don't think so.
Oh, but they don't have the same responsibility that you'll have now.
No, they don't, thank heavens.
You're heading the whole thing.
Purely as a consultant, Brian. Mm. Lillian, of course, is the boss. Mm-hmm. But, I expect to be kept pretty busy day to day. And I can't wait to get started.
Well, you're a brave man. I don't envy you trying to rein in costs.
Oh, yeah, agreed. Converting it ain't going to come cheap.
No, well, not if you're preserving the facade and having to make it floodproof. That's just to begin with.
That'll be expensive.
Yeah, and if it wasn't in such a marvellous setting, I might even be a little bit nervous.
That's quite right. It couldn't be better placed. We had another look on Sunday.
The views alone are going to add 25% to the prices.
Well, I've never thought of Gilbert's Cross as particularly attractive.
The mill's outside town, on the river there.
Yes, I know where it is.
I suppose that's something. Further away from the rest of the urban decay, the better.
Gilbert's Cross is a regeneration area, Brian.
Say no, no. He's only jealous, Lillian. Wishes BL had been smart enough to bid for it.
Well, I suppose he might have done. the mill hadn't been quite so far out in the sticks and nowhere near a decent road.
It's barely 15 minutes from the motorway.
It's all right. He's only coming to terms with his loss, seeing all those profits go begging.
I think Borchester Land were quite right to be cautious.
As if you'd know, Jenny.
Brian, what do you make of my other little acquisition?
Well, the cognac. Quite superb.
It's good, isn't it? Mm. Though it's criminal drinking him without a decent Havana, so, don't worry, not in here, Jennifer.
You could use the office.
I'm going to, if you'll excuse me, ladies.
Yes, certainly.
Well, I'll come for a catch-up, Matt. Have you heard about Benedict Wheeler?
What, Rodway's CEO?
Yeah, second wife's just upped and left him and gone to Geneva.
Yeah, can't blame her.
First was Amelia, now Amanda. He seems to be working his way through the A's.
Look at Annabelle. Now, after you, Brian.
Oh, thanks.
Straight on.
They're worse gossips than we are.
Mm.
Lillian, are you absolutely sure you're doing the right thing, putting so much capital into the paper mill?
Yeah, I am. Thank you very much.
Only, I've read some of the literature and it, you know, it really is an enormous undertaking.
Which is why we're part of a consortium, not doing it all ourselves.
But there'll be so much responsibility on Matt's shoulders.
Oh, don't start this again.
I mean, you have to admit, he's not at his best under pressure.
Nonsense, Jenny.
No, he isn't. What about the mess he got into with C3PL?
He made a mistake. He paid for it and he's moved on. But some people just won't let it go.
It's all right.
Matt is a very able and talented man, and I've already told you why he's pushed so hard for the paper mill.
Yes,
it's a marvellous chance to put any financial difficulties behind him for good.
Oh, but is it?
Yes, it is. So don't start sneering at him or putting him down again.
I'm not sneering.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me.
I wasn't trying to be rude, Lillian. I just don't want to see you put your peace of mind... Well, your whole future at risk through some highly speculative venture.
It's not speculative.
Yes, which in the end delivers much less than you'd ever hoped for.
Thank you very much, Jenny. But I promise there's no need to worry about me. I know exactly what I'm doing.
Everywhere you went, there was a carnival going on, wasn't there, Pat?
Yeah, we saw some amazing costumes.
Yeah?
Yeah. And the boat trip was wonderful.
You should have seen your father trying to photograph the dolphins.
I was all fingers and thumbs when they first appeared.
You do know you're doing over 70, love.
Oh, sorry.
But I got some decent shots in the end.
Yeah, you'll have to look at our photos later.
Oh, yeah. After I've edited them on the computer.
So, you thoroughly enjoyed yourselves.
Oh, definitely. It's done us both good, hasn't it, Pat?
Oh, yes.
I feel properly rested. I'll enjoy starting milking again at the weekend.
That's great.
So kind of you to pick us up.
Oh, no problem, Mum. You don't want to be messing about getting home from the airport.
So, what's been happening here?
Not a lot.
You managed to get all the veg boxes out?
Oh, yeah. I've just about stayed on top of everything.
Well done.
Though one of the replacement heifers picked up a nick yesterday. I don't know how.
Oh, I'll take a look when we get home.
You can if you like, but it's a clean cut, so it should heal okay.
What about Helen and Henry?
I haven't seen that much of them, really.
But they're okay?
Yeah, they're fine. Oh, yeah. Helen said they had a great time at... Where is it? Borchester Soft Play?
Oh, yeah, near the cinema.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
They went with Emma and Kira. The kids loved it.
Oh, that's good.
Helen thought Henry was never going to come out of the ball pool.
Does him good having company.
Funnily enough, I was talking about him yesterday with Derry Kenwright.
Huh? Were you over in Lower Pendon?
No, it was just a quick phone call. Well, supposed to be quick.
With Derry?
Yeah. I was sounding her out about supplying me with extra pig meat.
Any luck?
Nope, nothing doing.
Well, how about elsewhere?
Well, I've been getting a few interesting reactions. But it's nothing that can't keep till we get home and put the kettle on.
All right.
Oh, hi, Darryl.
You're doing a good job there.
Just finishing off. Marty's always easy to shoe. Hey, I was wondering whether I should ask for your autograph, Chris.
What? Oh.
Yeah, Ilona borrowed Peggy's copy last night. Hey, it's a smashing article.
Not bad.
Don't be so modest, it's great.
Well,
I've got to admit, it really made me envious.
I don't know why.
Oh, it did.
All right, foot down, Marty.
I mean, there's you and me, both in skilled trades. I'm not saying that I'm in the same
league. I'm nothing special.
Of course you are.
Good girl.
Own premises, in demand all over.
Magazines make things out better than they really are.
Oh, from where I'm standing, you got it made. Lovely wife, perfect job, settled for life.
Did you want to see Shula? I think she's in the house.
I've already spoken to her.
Oh.
That's why I'm envious. Well, you're dead busy. I'm scratching around again.
You were asking Shula for work?
Yeah. It was only a long shot. I thought something might need doing on the stalls.
She keeps the stables in pretty good order.
Yeah, that's what she said. She'll bear me in mind for the future and all that.
But there's nothing at the moment.
Nope. Same story everywhere.
Hard luck.
I was really hoping I could go back to Ilona and say I'd found something. Still, mustn't hold you up.
Hang on, I was talking to Jennifer this morning. Do you know Gilbert's Cross?
I've heard of it. Never been out there, though.
There's a big old paper mill. Going to be converted into flats.
All right.
The developers have just bought it.
So it'd be a good time to get in?
I guess so. They're bound to be taking a load of people on.
I'll have to check that out.
You won't have to go far. Amside's heading the project.
Well, right. Yeah, well, thanks for the tip, Chris, mate. I'll bear it in mind, yeah?
No, nothing major.
He was right to separate her out, though.
Yeah, must have got to her in good time. It's healing very cleanly.
He'd done well, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I expected the pack house to be a bomb site, but it's even cleared up after the veg boxes.
And these all look in good shape.
Yes, yeah.
Let's hope there's enough in the clamp to keep them happy till we get them outside again.
Well, that'll be a good while yet. Oh, certainly notice the cold coming back.
Don't you?
Is it worth taking a look at the polytunnels?
You're not too tired?
Well...
I can wait till tomorrow.
Except we do need to crack on with our cropping plans.
Maybe later.
I'd like to take a hard look at the returns we made on chilies last year.
I've been thinking the same.
Oh, I thought you were up with the pigs.
I've just finished, and I wanted to check her foot before I do anything else.
Oh, I've just done it.
Okay, thanks.
She's making good progress. You, cleaned her up with Hypericum?
Oh, yes. I did exactly what you'd do.
Oh, it's working. She doesn't look in any discomfort.
It's annoying, though, isn't it?
Hmm?
Oh, these things always happen when you're at your busiest.
Yeah, well, I had to keep Neil waiting with a batch of wieners while I patched her up.
You didn't say. If Derry can't supply any more pork, what about the others?
I didn't do any better with them.
Perhaps it'd be best to put your plans on hold for a while.
I don't think so, Mum.
Everyone's counting the pennies, and with the horse meat scandal, maybe it's not the time to be expanding the ready meals.
Well, of course it crossed my mind, but the thing is, I've been having some interesting conversations while you were away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had a long chat with Terry Bincombe, the guy who runs the big outdoor herd in Hazelhurst.
Oh, I know Terry.
But he's not organic, is he?
No, but totally committed to being welfare friendly.
Oh, that's not the same thing.
Well, of course it's not.
If you mix that up with Bridge Farm produce, you have to take organic off the label straight away.
Perhaps that's a direction worth looking in.
What?
Tom?
I'm only raising the possibility. Times change.
Why, you're not serious.
We really shouldn't be talking about this now.
I was only going to say...
We were up very early. We've been on a plane for 3.5 hours.
Sure.
So I think your father and I could do with a proper sit-down and unwind for the rest of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without getting too many problems thrown at us.
Yeah, but if Tom's thinking of changing direction...
Forget it, Dad. I've been dreaming up all sorts of possibilities. Most of them probably a load of rubbish. Why don't you go in and get warm, eh? Helen will be back any minute with Henry.
You done, Neil?
Yeah, almost. If you can lift the side a bit, Darryl.
Okay.
Then I can Now that's it.
Can I let go now?
Yeah, put it down.
Right.
Thanks. I couldn't get at it properly on my own.
Oh, it's a very neat joint.
I was worried about undercutting until you showed up.
Pig ox aren't the easiest things to throw around on your own.
I owe you a point for that.
I'll tell you what I'd rather have.
Oh? What's that?
Well, you haven't heard of any building work coming up round here.
Oh.
I just thought with you being chair of the parish council.
No, not that I can think of off the top of my head.
No.
Sorry.
It's all right, mate. It's not your fault.
I take it there's not much out there at the moment.
It's a desert. Since I finished on the church in Fawcett Magna, I've only been picking up scraps.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, day here, day there. Not a proper run.
That is frustrating.
Yeah, we're really feeling the pinch and all. Trying to get by on Ilona's wage.
Must be tight.
It doesn't help she's on at me to take anything going, whether it suits me or not.
Susan was just the same whenever we hit a tricky patch.
The trouble is, working at St Matthew's has spoilt me.
How?
Like I was saying to your Chris earlier, I like to use my skills, and I was doing that there. Arched doorways, replacing the entrance portico. Well, no 2 days was the same.
That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah. And I like the bloke I was working for. You could trust him.
But he can't offer you anything else?
Nah, it was a one-off. He's based down in London most of the time. Yeah, I'd jump at the chance to work for someone like him again. Like Ilona keeps telling me, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? You want to keep your family going, but you want to hold your head up at work as well.
Yeah, that's just it.
I know it's no comfort, but there's plenty of others in the same boat at the moment.
I know there is.
Some of them very close to home.
It's dog eat dog. Well, look, if you do hear of anything...
I think Amside have got a big job coming up.
Oh, well...
Christopher told me. I'm surprised he didn't mention it to you.
Yeah, well, he did, sort of.
Over in Gilbert's Cross. You've worked for them before, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, get yourself straight over to Matt Crawford, then. He should be able to fix you up with something.
It's a possibility, I guess, if nothing else comes up.
You promised when you came back from your Uncle Brian's.
Yes, I did.
You committed yourself to Bridge Farm and being organic, totally.
I know.
You gave us your word, Tom.
And I meant it.
But that doesn't count for anything now.
We're living in a different world, Mum. With a different market.
Being organic isn't a marketing ploy, it's a moral standpoint.
Which doesn't mean anything if only rich people can afford it.
That's simply not the case.
It is. People don't have the same money they had a few years ago.
So you threw all your principles out of the window?
No. I'm trying to give more people the chance to buy good, welfare-friendly food.
Welfare-friendly?
I'll only buy from outdoor herds.
Oh, from land poisoned by synthetic pesticides and fertilisers? Pigs that are pumped full of drugs?
Look, if I do what you say, the business will be stuck in a tiny niche forever.
No, it won't. Your father and I are doing all we can to help you.
By telling me to put everything on hold?
By persuading Trevor to do a morning shift. By your father agreeing to start milking again at the weekend.
And that's great. But it's not going to make that big a difference.
How ungrateful can you get?
Mum!
Don't we deserve a little loyalty?
I've just spent a week showing you how much this farm means to me.
How will your father feel when he finds out? Hasn't he been through enough?
That's unfair.
We finally got back on our feet after the E. coli. And now you want to smash it all up again. Tear your business away from ours.
No! Oh, the stronger the Tom Archer brand is, the stronger the farm.
Come on, Henry. Come on. Everything all right?
Yes.
Henry was wondering if we've got any spare biscuits going, weren't you?
Yes.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I've got to get on.
Have a good evening.
Pat?
Tom and I were just talking through a couple of ideas.
Really?
Nothing we need worry about now. Come with me, Henry.
Okay.
Let's see if we can find you a biscuit.
He said he'd price it up after the book fair. He was quite pleased. I ain't been asked about a patio in a while.
So he's gone to Downington?
Yeah. Well, sit down, Edward.
Oh, no, it's okay, Mum. There's no point if Dad's not back for ages.
Oh, that won't be long now. So, what did you want him for?
Oh, to help shift one of the troughs. I'd ask Oliver, but he's out with the hunt.
Well, you might as well have some soup while you're here.
Oh.
Go on, there's plenty. I've done enough for your Dad and Joe when they come in.
You sure?
Yeah, sit down.
I'll
put the bread out.
So, it's not why I came round.
Yeah, I know. But I'll be glad of some company before I go back.
Yeah?
Been so quiet in the dairy.
Pat not back yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been working with her all morning. Butter those, will you?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I thought she'd be full of her holiday. But all she said was it was a lovely hotel and they had some nice meals. That was it.
I didn't enjoy it then.
I don't know. I think they did. But I couldn't tell, really. She's in such a funny mood. Oh, that's ready.
Actually, I'm starving now.
I thought you might be. I told her how well Tom had kept everything going, but she didn't seem very impressed.
Two slices, yeah?
Yeah, that's plenty for me. Don't know if there's been a falling out.
Actually, me and Em have had one of those and all.
Oh, no. Oh, what set you off this time, Edward?
I can't believe it. You're actually there, Paul.
I certainly am.
Steeling myself to leave yet another message.
Sorry I've been so busy.
Oh, well, I've been just as bad. You did warn me.
It's been driving me crackers. Voicemail and text just aren't the same.
I know.
The one time I did get through...
My sister would have to call round, wouldn't she?
You are free to talk now.
Yeah. I'm all on my lonesome here.
I wish you weren't.
So do I.
But all my efforts have paid off in the end.
Have they?
I think so. I've got some rather exciting news.
It's good for her. Making friends like that.
No, I don't mind Kira palling up with Henry.
It'll help when they start at Loxley Barrett together.
No, it's Helen paying for it I'm not happy about.
Oh.
Em should never have said yes.
Why not? She'd do the same for them another time.
Yeah?
Of course she would, when she's got the money.
Yeah, when's that going to happen, Mum? Never.
Well, not at the moment, perhaps.
I checked online. Borchester Soft Play costs a fortune.
It can't be that bad.
It is, if you're paying for your mate's kids as well.
Well, I can't see the arm in them all going together for once.
Come on, Mum.
MBN!
Jazza.
Come on through!
Afternoon, Clary.
Hello.
How are you, Ed?
How are you, Jazz?
Oh, I was coming past and saw your car parked outside.
Oh, yeah?
I thought you might have 5 minutes to chew out a wee business thing.
Hey?
But a new rush if you're eating.
We're almost finished.
I don't suppose there's a wee scrape left in the pan, is there, Clary? That smells raw.
Oh, come on, darling.
No, I can't quite remember how many rooms it's got either.
Oh, Paul.
My memory's gone completely blank.
Well, at least tell me if there's a view.
No, I'm afraid that's gone as well.
You're being very naughty.
Sorry, if you want to know any more, you'll have to come and see it yourself.
Well, only if you show me around this fabulous apartment in person.
I could be persuaded.
Do hope so.
Now, the lease only starts next week. We'll have to wait till then.
You've done well to find something so quickly.
Well, when do you want to see it, darling?
Well, let's see.
At a pinch, I could be in Felbersham Tuesday morning. Not for long.
Oh, no, it's no good for me. I'm in a meeting.
You suggest something.
Well, Wednesday looks promising.
Not for me. Wait a second. If I jiggle that round, I could be there late afternoon. 3:30-ish.
Oh, yeah, I can make that.
Let's do it then.
I'm not sure how long I'll be able to stay.
As long as we actually see each other.
I can't wait.
Let's say 3:30 to be safe.
Oh, now you have to tell me where it is.
Do I?
So I can get there.
You know the Guildhall car park?
Yeah.
Meet me at the main entrance.
The flat's beside a car park?
No. But if we meet up there, I can take you to it.
You are being dreadfully mysterious.
Not really, my darling. I just want to be with you when you see it for the first time.
Oh, Paul.
We finally got a place of our own.
Chris?
Blimey!
Oh, sorry.
You nearly gave me a heart attack, Alice.
Well, I tried to make a noise coming in.
You didn't get past the ear defenders.
Well, I was going to ring you, but I've taken the last of my time in lieu.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. But I've learned my lesson. This time I wanted to break the news face to face.
You will lock up when you go, won't you, Edward?
Yes, Mum.
And leave what's left in the pan for your dad and granddad.
She means you, Jazz.
No, it's all right, Clary. I've got plenty here.
What do you think you have?
Oh, I hope Pat's more cheerful this afternoon.
Yeah, so do I. See you.
Well, bye. See you, Clary. Thanks for the scran.
Have you been on a starvation diet since Christmas?
Oh, don't begrudge me a wee drop of leaking toddy. For all my hard graft.
Graft? Spending half an hour looking for a second-hand pickup.
Well, that wasn't quite the end of the story.
No?
I didn't know what to go on in case your ma get antsy.
Why?
I found how to pay for the shearing. The whole kibosh.
Well, straight up?
Aye.
How?
There's a widow in Pennyhasset, right? Two semi-skim three times a week. And orange with new bits on a Friday.
Yeah, what about her?
She's a lovely old soul, Mrs. James. Lost her husband a few months back and now she's clearing his stuff.
What, and she's selling a pickup?
Nah, better than that. Guess what's sitting in her garage?
I've no idea. What?
A Fergie. A really old one. Maybe for the 40s, she says.
Well, what is it? A TE20?
Oh, I don't know. I failed Anorak GCSE.
What's it doing there?
No. Her husband was a farm worker. Got to give it to you. Day up as a retirement hobby. Now she wants shop.
So?
He's willing to sell it to us.
Yeah, right. But if it's in any condition, a classic Fergie's worth thousands.
No, you're getting it, Ed.
We need clippers and a pickup, not a vintage tractor.
And this is how we get it. She's no idea what it's worth.
What?
I reckon she'd give it to us for a couple of £100. We just sell it on straight away.
Jazza?
What?
We can't rip her off.
We're doing her a favour, you bam. Things don't need a heap of work doing to it.
Yeah, all the same.
And she doesn't want the responsibility. It'll just rust away if we don't help her.
A couple of £100, still ridiculous.
Look, I'll throw in a carton of orange juice if it makes you happy.
It's not a joke, Jazza.
We're rescuing a piece of agricultural history and putting her mind at rest. Look, what's wrong?
Doesn't feel right.
Maybe I'm painting this thing better than it is. Just come and check it out and tell me if I'm right or talking twaddle.
Don't know, Jazz.
What is this? You're that flush, you don't need to make any more cash now. You're just ready to give up on this shearing.
All right, I'll take a look sometime.
Great.
But that's all, just to see what it is.
It looks like there'd be plenty of opportunities for you out there.
What? You've been trying to find me a job?
No, I spent 5 minutes online, that's all.
You said you came straight here.
I did.
Except while you were job hunting for me.
Chris, you were my first thought after I got the call from Lawrence. I was so shocked. I never expected him to get back to me.
You didn't seem keen on Monday.
He's not offering me the job. It's only a second interview.
Over there? They wouldn't ask you to fly out unless they're totally serious.
Well, I guess I made a reasonable impression.
So what happened to all this writing it off to experience?
I thought I'd have to.
Sure.
I honestly didn't expect to hear back from them. But that hasn't stopped me thinking about the job ever since. It'd be the perfect chance for me. I'd have a lot more responsibility at DZT and be part of a much more innovative team.
Sorry to be Mr. Selfish, Alice, but what about me?
Yeah, I know. That's the first thing I said to Lawrence. He can't see any problem with you getting a work permit.
Oh, and I can bring my clients with me?
I know it'd be difficult at first.
I've worked so hard to set this up.
Yeah, and you've done brilliantly, Chris.
So why are you asking me to chuck it away?
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I know how much your work means to you.
You can't.
I do. It's more than just a job. It's who you are. And I wouldn't ask if this wasn't such a fantastic opportunity for both of us.
Both of us?
There's never going to be a better time, Chris. Well, we're not tied down with kids or a mortgage. You might love it out there.
And I might not.
But don't you want to find out? Is it honestly going to be enough spending our whole lives in the same place, always doing the same thing?
You know I'm up for travelling, seeing the world.
Yeah, but that's what this is.
There's a heck of a difference between going on holiday and giving up a good living. I might get nothing over there.
Oh, Chris, you're so talented. You'll set something up in no time.
Oh, and you know all the Canadian laws about that, do you?
Well, Lawrence said they'd help us look into it. And while you're getting established, I'll be earning enough to support both of us.
Oh, that's going to feel good.
Oh, only for a little while.
What happens if I can't sell my business? Or it goes at a loss?
Yeah, but we'll have to take our time. Do it sensibly.
I could be stuck with no work and a big loss round my neck.
Look, this is scary for me too, Chris.
Then why do you want to do it?
To give us stories to tell our children one day.
On Monday, you said...
I know. What I'm afraid of, if I don't at least go for the interview, see what the company's like, what Vancouver's like, I'll feel I've thrown away a really important chance. But if you want me to ring Lawrence back and turn it down, I will, Chris.
No. When does he have to know?
It's not till next week.
You're asking a hell of a lot.
I know.
So don't hassle me. At least give me time to get my head round it.
Is that all right? I've left them in the store.
Oh, thanks, Alistair. Saves me having to call in at the surgery.
This one hasn't fed yet?
No. Got to be tubed. The smallest and the weakest of the three.
Busy night.
Four singles, five twins. These were the only triplets.
Oh, you must be shattered, David. Going on from the cricket club dinner.
Nah, it's all right. Eddie was in here most of the time. Come on, you need this. No, I only came in at six.
It was a good do, wasn't it?
Well, it was fantastic food. Couldn't get enough of the beef.
You passed the lungs?
Yep. Yeah, she's breathing fine.
A shame about Chris and Alice crying off so late.
Well, guess it wouldn't have been much fun if they're feeling under the weather.
But I did wonder if that was the real reason.
Oh! Well, you think they were warned about the entertainment?
Well, it did cross my mind. And she's up.
Hey, good girl. Good. Good to mum. Yeah. I must confess, by the time we reach verse 10, or what was it, 20?
There are Icelandic sagas shorter than Bert's Ode to the Willow.
And considerably less violent, I should imagine.
Well, there was an awful lot of smiting, wasn't there?
Yeah, lots of lusty blows.
How are you getting on?
Oh, morning, Ruth.
Oh, hi. Is something wrong?
No, I'm only dropping off antibiotics and syringes on my way past. Oh. Anyway, I need to press on. I've got a hectic morning.
Well, thanks for calling in.
No worries.
See you.
Bye.
Bye. Right, well, I'm pretty much ahead of the game in here, so if you want to get on in the office...
I will do in a minute. But I finally caught up with Pip.
Oh, okay.
My first real chance since she got back.
Yeah, we've hardly seen her since Amsterdam.
No.
So what'd you say?
Only what we talked about. I tried to be perfectly reasonable, low-key.
Yeah.
Simply asked her to think about her responsibilities to this place again.
Uh-huh.
Especially during lambing.
How did it go?
Not well.
Lesions on the lungs?
Apparently quite extensive.
Oh, poor Wolfgang.
Well, do they know what caused them? Was it the pneumonia?
We're not sure yet. The best way forward is for Animal Health to take some sample tissue and test for TB.
Oh dear.
If it's TB, and what about Constanza and Salieri? Do we have to pen them up?
No. Movement restrictions only come into play if the test proves positive. We could be waiting some weeks to find out.
But Alistair, if they're infected, isn't there anything I can give them now?
Well, if, and it's only an if at this stage, Wolfgang's result is positive, Animal Health will pay for the other two to be tested.
We'll have to do that.
On the understanding that any positive reactors are put down.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry it's not the best of news, but I must stress, we don't know what's caused the lesions.
No.
But it's important to make certain.
Well, they must test Wolfgang, mustn't they, Lindy?
Yes, yes, of course.
In the meantime, I'm obviously bound by client confidentiality, but you may want to tell David and Ruth yourselves what's happening, with their cows being on adjoining land.
Oh.
So they can be on their guard if needs be. You know what they've been through before with TV.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry about no hard up, mate. I've only been on site a minute.
I haven't come over to moan about that.
Oh.
Don't worry, I remember all about you and your regulations, Daryl.
Hiya, Des.
Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, yeah, and you.
You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Recognised you from right over in the cabins. What is it, 2 years?
Yeah, I guess it must be. Look, it's okay. I've spoken to some of the guys. I know there's nothing going here.
Mate, rule number one, always talk to the foreman first.
What? Oh.
Yeah, been doing all right lately. Got back to where I was.
Oh, good for you, Des. But
yeah, afraid the guys are right. Don't need another chippy at the moment.
Yeah, never mind. Look, I've got a couple more places to try anyway.
But don't be in such a rush. I said, at the moment. I can usually find something for a mate.
No, it's
given
all right,
time. Mate. Let's have your contact details. No sense in losing touch again, is there?
I sort of tuned out after we reached William the Conqueror and the Willow Plantations.
You, me and the rest of the cricket club, Neil.
Yeah. Now, do you want me to put these in the workshop?
Oh, you could have kept them a bit longer.
Nah, I've fixed all the arcs that are fixable. And I'm replacing my own clamps anyway.
Oh, well, just dump them down here then, away from the muck.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
That's always the hard part of getting the yard clean, isn't it?
By the walls.
Yeah, well, you can't squeeze the scraper in.
It beats me how so much muck gets in.
Well, apart from the poetry, I had a good time last night.
Yeah, me too.
Ifty's good company, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, I saw you with him and Adam.
Yeah, he was telling me all about Comberley Adventure Park and Elizabeth.
Oh, this week, yeah. I'd have given anything to see that. My sister on a zip wire, high up in the treetops.
Well, he was very complimentary about her. Said she showed real spirit.
Really? According to Freddy, she screamed like a banshee the whole way. Although he really enjoyed it.
Yeah, he would do.
Yeah, he liked mixing in with Ifty's group. Lucky they all turned up on the same day.
Afternoon, Ruth.
Hiya, Neil.
It's nice seeing the girls back out.
Only till afternoon milking.
Well, even so.
They're always happy to be out again, even if it's only for a little while.
David says lambing's going well.
Fingers crossed. We're luckier than some. We haven't had any Schmallenberg virus here. I'm just looking on the sheds now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, Ruth,
Have you...
Yeah.
Well, it's time I got back to my pigs. Thanks again for the loan, Davy.
No, I'm glad they were useful.
See you, Ruth.
Bye.
Bye.
You caught her before she left for college?
Yeah. I didn't get any further than you, though.
What did she say?
Well, as soon as I opened my mouth, up came the defences.
Oh, she's like that all the time now.
You know, of course she's committed to the farm, but what about her college work?
I wish that's all it was.
She needs time to see her friends. And Spencer. Don't we want her to have a boyfriend?
Pip needs to prioritise. She knows how pushed we are at this time of year.
Well, I tried to get that across. I mean, it's one thing letting us down, but leaving Tom in the lurch like
know.
That. I said she should at least apologise to him.
How did she take it?
How do you think?
Nice place. Ambridge.
Yeah, we like it.
Right. That's your mobile and landline.
Best stick to the mobile desk. But look, don't worry, I'm sure I'll get fixed up elsewhere.
Living hope, eh?
Yeah. Right then, I'll be off.
Well, what about a mug of tea first? That's why we come back to the cabin.
Like I said, Des, I've got a couple of other places to check out this morning.
Fair enough. The sooner you're earning again, the better.
Yeah, that's it.
Can't be easy when you've got two children.
Boy and a girl?
Two girls.
Oh.
Rosa and Anna.
Yeah, yeah.
Though Rosa's got a job now.
Yeah, all the same, mate. Three women take some providing for, eh?
We'll manage somehow.
Well, good to run into you again.
Yeah.
Chin up, Daryl. There may be nothing going now, but I'm sure I'll be in touch before long.
Your fur's all knotted up, isn't it? I know, you're missing him.
Lindy.
It's all right, Robert, I'm keeping an eye on the time.
I wasn't thinking about Grey Gables.
I have to give Constanza a good brush tomorrow, won't I, girl?
Look, what about taking Alistair's advice? I'm happy to ring them if you don't
No.
want to. Lindy.
If we say anything now, Robert, you know how David will react.
They've got a right to know.
They want us to have Constanza and Salieri tested.
Well,
he's bound to.
All the same as good neighbours. I mean, it's their livelihood at stake.
Yes, I know, Robert. But you heard what Alistair said. If they test positive, we're losing Wolfgang's hard enough.
Oh, no.
I couldn't bear losing these two as well.
Well, it's only the top one that's gone.
I made two anyway. You want both hinges to match.
Ah, oh, that is good of you.
Had some scrap lying around.
They're going to be the smartest part of the feed store once they're on.
As long as they're okay.
Just a job. Well, I take it you've recovered?
What? Oh.
Pity you had to miss the dinner last night.
Everyone keeps telling me.
I had so many people coming up asking about my son, the star of Borsetshire Life.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I expect you've been getting that all week. You must be fed up with it.
Wish I'd never done the interview now.
Oh, it can't be that bad. Christopher?
One line keeps bugging me. Although he's always lived in Ambridge, Chris Carter is a young man who's clearly going places.
What's wrong with that?
I'm happy enough in Ambridge. Alice isn't anymore.
What do you mean?
She wants to get a job in Canada.
What?
In Vancouver. They've asked her to go for an interview.
In Vancouver?
Yeah. She hasn't said yes or no yet.
Well, she's not serious.
Yeah.
Christopher, has something gone wrong between you?
No, it's not that, Dad. She wants both of us to move out there.
What? What about the forge?
That's what Alice doesn't get. She's talking about selling the business.
Well, you've only just got established.
Maybe no one will want it. Or I could take a real hit on price.
Oh, yes, yes, with the way things are.
Especially if I had to do it in a rush.
What's Alice's answer to that?
To be fair, she's trying to understand. She said she could go over first, while I held on for a decent sale. But I'd hate that.
Yes, of course you would.
She would too. She wants us to do this together.
They're all restless in that family, aren't they?
Yeah.
Don't know how to value a good home.
We've hardly spoken since yesterday. We've never been like that before, Dad.
What will you do, Christopher? If she goes for the interview and they offer her the job?
That's what scares me. I really don't know.